This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Same terminology, just hearing it a year, being involved in it in a year, and just talking with Coach, you know, about things I see, what I see on the field, what I don't see, and just hearing his take on what, you know, what he gets and out of plays and here and there. You know, it's a team effort. You know, it's not just me doing it myself. It's everybody involved and everyone just thinking, talking about their plans and what they seeing out there on the field or in the film room.
It's Lamar Jackson talking about the comfort level he has in Todd Monken's offense, being familiar now, Jeremy. And when Todd Monken first came, I knew what he was capable of doing offensively. What I did not know is whether or not John Harbaugh was going to allow Todd Monken to be Todd Monken. And I don't think he did last year. I think now John Harbaugh understands he's under pressure. He's under fire.
Yeah.
You all can say he's not on the hot seat. I'm not saying that. But don't tell me that he's not at the point where he's being judged by championships. He won one 12 years ago with a couple of Hall of Famers on the roster. He needs another one.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of the reason he is allowing Todd Monken to be Todd Monken.
Was it Romo that was stroking him on Sunday saying that he, you know, Hall of Fame coach, one of the best coaches of all time, you know, just talking about Harbaugh. But, like, this is, I think you and I were in the same boat. I mean, we watch a lot of college football. Uh-huh. We knew who Todd Monken was. Yeah. We've seen what he was capable of Georgia. The question had always been, are things going to change here? Is it, you know, people have asked questions since Lamar got here. Okay, can he do this? Can he do that? Are they letting him do this? Are they letting him do that?
I think it's more of letting.
And then going back to it, do you trust your offensive coordinator? Do you trust your head coach to make the right decisions? There are people that had an issue with them going for it on fourth downs and being more analytical. Okay. There are other people that have issues with, obviously, clock management and some of the decision-making. So we were all wondering that, and you even said it last year. Like, the one thing I still can't get by, and I'm hoping by the end of the year that kind of gets fixed, is that we've talked about the either-or offense. When they like to run two tight end sets, they like to have Charlie Kohler out there as a blocking tight end more times than not, and then set up stuff off of it. That's why Kohler got that touchdown in the game not that long ago. So, but it was nice to see Mark Andrews get involved. Like, they tried to take away Zay in the second half. It's like, okay, we'll just go here. They've got weapons for the first time in a long time on this offense, so it's nice to see that they're actually putting up these type of numbers.
Yeah, it's great to see it. I agree with you. It's like, it's so much fun to watch. And you said it earlier this week, Jeremy. You all can tell me all you want, I mean, about the great defenses that this team has had, this organization has had. They have. They've had some brilliant defenses. But I wasn't having fun winning 9-7. I wasn't having fun winning 13-10.
Yeah.
I wasn't having fun. I wasn't. The results were, if you're results-oriented, then the results were fun. But the process wasn't fun. Not for me. There were many times where during the game, I flipped the channel if there was another game. Let's see what's going on over here.
Yeah.
This team is now must-see TV.
Well, the other way of watching, look, again, I don't have an issue with people saying I like defense, I'm more defensive, whatever. But you can't tell me you're sitting here loving just watching the clock tick down. Because There were times in this offense you weren't expecting them to go down and score. You just wanted them to pick up two first downs and run out the clock.
Yep.
You know, and again, if that's exciting for people, okay, I'm not faulting you, but I just didn't buy it when a lot of Ravens fans are saying, I like this brand of football. No, this is the only brand of football you know, and this is how you've been winning.
I didn't like this brand of football. They didn't like it. They liked the fact that they were winning. Because when they stop winning, they start screaming for getting the quarterback. They start screaming for an offense. They start screaming for an offensive coordinator. You know, I'm tired of, I was tired of seeing Kadri Ishmael do the fake end around. How many times are they going to run that play?
Or seeing the, what was the one?
I love you, Kadri, but if they handed you that ball, you weren't going nowhere.
The reverse with Dante Stallworth every time he was in the game.
Yeah. It was the same place. I'm like, come on, dude. And you knew when they were going to run it. You knew what play set up for that other play. And now you have some imagination. And those guys we talked about, Kadri and Dante Stallworth, were very talented players. I just don't think you used them the proper way. I think now you have a offensive coordinator who's using his talent the way they should be used. He's getting the most out of these guys. You know, that's why you got a backup running back who goes out and routes, and now he's game playing. He tried to run that wheel route last week. Commander said nope. But when they took that away, Lamar found something else. Because, okay, now you're gonna slide that far over to take away the wheel route. All right, now you leave it in the middle of the field open. And Lamar saw that. That's what having weapons is. When you start, offensive coordinator creates scenarios by exposing his weapons. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? When I can use all of the weapons in my game plan, it makes the defense play chess off of that. Now I'm creating a lot of problems. You see that with Todd Monken now. He's getting more people involved. Yes, it's Lamar throwing the ball, but we haven't seen some of these combination routes from different players that we've seen in a long time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
No, it's fun. It's a fun offense to watch for the first time in a long time. And I'm not saying it hasn't been that way the past couple of years, but God, man, looking at what they've done, what they've set up, I talk about combination routes. If you're facing zone defense, running a guy, you know, basically running through that safety and making him follow you and then having someone fill in behind the linebackers anywhere you can. It's not as just cut and dry as that, but a lot of the combination routes were the setups. You run the out. And the next time he's getting ready to jump that out, you run the out and up, right? Like you're mixing things up to try to make it work, whether it's a singular person or two guys working together. But that's what I've loved about this offense. We've seen more screens. I was reading Lamar, when you look at his numbers, they've all gone up. The only difference that you're looking at him is his ADOT's gone down. They're giving him easier plays to make on certain situations, and then he's making things happen in other ones.
Yep.
So when you make it easy for him, like I talk about this all the time with Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes throws more touchdowns on screen passes than anybody else. Does anybody bring it up and fault him for it? No, it still counts. So why not give him the easy ones?
Yeah.
Give him all the easy ones and then let him do that and then see what happens, how much more you can get out of him. Because this BS that he couldn't read defenses or he can't run an offense is just, people can see it now. It's false. They were all lies.
It was a narrative. Let me give you an example. Got to go back to Justice Hill.
Yeah.
Last year, Justice Hill had a career high in targets, 39. A career high in receptions, 28. A career high in receiving yards, 206. And a career high in receiving touchdowns, 1. That was through 16 games. This year, through 6 games, Justice Hill has 21 targets, 18 off the pace with 11 games left, 18 receptions, 10 off the pace of last year, again, with 11 games left, and 171 yards, about 35 yards off the pace. And he has a touchdown already. And he's averaging a career high 9.5 yards a catch. That's what he's become. Well, he's doing that. You know what he reminds me of? You do remember when Washington Redskins had Kelvin Bryant?
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of a Kelvin Bryant. You know his role when he comes to the game, but you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You knew when Kelvin Bryant came in the game, chances are he wasn't carrying the football. You knew why he was coming in the game. Hey, everybody, Kelvin Bryant is in the game. Could somebody pay attention to him? You couldn't because you had Art Monk and you had, what was the other, the Smurfs? Can't think of his name. Oh, yeah, Gary Clark.
Yep.
You had all these other guys out there to where, yeah, we can pay attention to Kelvin Bryant, but what about these other guys out here?
So,
and that's where you are right now with the Ravens. Yeah, we know what Justice Hill is, but pick your poison. You want 9.5 yards from Justice Hill, or you want 15 from these other guys?
I mean, think about what we were saying for years here. At least I was, and I don't want to put words in anybody else's mouth, but you have the absolute best person you could possibly have in your backfield to set it up for any running back that's standing behind him or next to him in Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And we kept saying, if teams are going to try to stuff the box and stop the run, how are you not winning on the outside in one-on-ones? Because there's no way you can do both. You're not double-teaming receivers and stuffing the box. It's just not going to happen. I mean, there might be certain situations where you disguise things or show that. So if you have a player that you want to take away, like when you play the Vikings, you want to take away Justin Jefferson, yep. right? That's the guy that you're scared of coming in. They put other weapons around him, and it makes it a little bit more difficult to do it. When you face the Ravens, you want to stop the run, which is easier said than done. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing wide receivers making plays. They went to Zay Flowers in the first half 9 times, didn't even go to him in the second half because guess what? Go ahead and take it away. Uh-huh. If you want to take that away, we'll use this. And that's what you're supposed to be doing. You don't have to zig, and when everyone else is zagging in the AFC Championship, all of a sudden forget about your running game and get away from it. No, you just got to get a little bit different. When they try to take something away, use those one-on-one matchups.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.